Welcome to the Finance Show on tiptv.co.uk. It is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 7th of March, and the FTSE 100 up 7 points at 73.57, so dead as a dodo ahead of the budget tomorrow, I presume. Matt Brown?
Yeah, nothing to do at the moment. I mean, where's this market going? I think traders are scratching their head after the Fed last week. We'll look at non-farm payrolls on Friday, but there's no real direction. I think, if anything, miners are pushing the FTSE up a little bit, but it's dull, and it'll probably be a dull budget tomorrow from Hammond. No,
how could that be with such an exciting personality? Right, let's look at the slides. Chem China says Syngenta deal filing accepted by Beijing, which is very nice of them. Apparently that's a big deal.
Yeah, very big deal. I think it's the largest international deal for China. It's been going on for months and months. Beijing may have accepted it, but the news flow is a bit unclear with regard to that, and I suspect China will just rubber stamp it if the EU Commission agree. Finally, the deal can go ahead, this big agribusiness deal.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, which is miners hit by lower China growth plans, Acacia Mining pummeled. Very much on investors' mind, but the mining sector in general been great. So is Acacia going to go down against the trend?
Yeah, well, Acacia, I mean, it's all about Tanzania and being able to get gold out of the country, and I think that came as a bit of a surprise for Acacia. So that's the story there. I mean, miners actually have had a few bad sessions. They're trading up a bit on, you know, a bit of a bounce this morning, but yeah, not good news for Acacia, and it seems that downward trend will continue for the meantime.
Do you think there's, mining stocks have come back a bit because the market's been wrong-footed by the Fed apparently raising rates next week. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they really are on two or three notches higher this year, miners are in the wrong place, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we're not at the heady highs we saw a few years ago, and they've had a good run-up since last year. It might be a time to take some profit off the table in the miners, or stick to the big miners, the BHP, Billitons, the Rios, and I think the smaller miners, their margins will be squeezed with a higher interest rate, certainly for if they have any debt as well. That's going to be a big problem for them.
Right, okay, next slide is from the Investors Chronicle. At the end of 2016, China's bank assets overtook those of the EU for the first time. Not difficult, really, if you look at Greece and Italy. In terms of GDP, it had overtaken the EU in 2011, becoming the second biggest economy in the world. The massive increase in bank lending since 2008 means that the financial system has grown relative to the economy, with a total of $33 trillion compared to the EU's $31 trillion and $16 trillion in the US. So no bubble there in China.
No, well, who knew? I mean, at the moment, I think they're expecting growth about 6.5% this year. They've been outstripping the EU for many years, so there's going to come a point when they're going to leapfrog the EU. Who knew, as you say, when you've got Italy and Greece. And I mean, China's not firing on all cylinders, but it is an economy that's growing. It's going to continue to grow, maybe not at
it's
the pace.
It's got triple, quadruple the population, so it's not in some ways it's not difficult, but obviously the trend is clear.
Yes.
Economic calendar trade balance in the US, consumer credit change and GDP analyzed from Japan, so not really much on the horizon there.
No, like I've said, non-farm payrolls at the end of the week is going to be the key driver in the market. So any kind of early indications with pre-unemployment or employment data that we get, I think some due out tomorrow or Thursday, and then all eyes to Friday, this really isn't going to rock the market.
Okay. Move along to FX sentiment powered by Oanda, and the big changes there going more bearish on the euro, so we're roughly 50-50, but it's stuck there between 105 and 106, so I don't think there's much wisdom to glean. Very short on dollar CAD, again, that, until that breaks 130, I suppose there's not really much of a trade on, and very bullish on sterling, which sterling on the chart looks like a sick puppy, doesn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, it's certainly sold off, you know, against the dollar and the euro, so I think it's fallen out of favour. People now probably looking at maybe going long, bottom of the ranges, would you say?
Well, yes, so good luck with that. But I think it really depends on whether people believe the rate rise next week in the US. Mm-hmm. If that comes through, the differential in outlooks with here Carney like remaining ultra low and them going the other way, the divergence should give us $1.20 or lower quite quickly. But we'll see whether the Fed is bluffing or not next week. Trade the day, Intercontinental even. Hotels Group, daily chart bearish divergence, rising trend line breached. So sell around 38.50, objective 36.42, and stop loss above 39.50. Looks as though it makes sense from a technical perspective, but the trend there still looks rather strong, doesn't it?
Yeah, Intercontinental Hotels has actually been performing quite well. Numbers of late have been good. Had good run up.
Yes, amazing when you consider Airbnb being around the place. How one would go. I mean, I was looking around the other day. It's £100 plus for a hotel room. I mean, it's just wherever you go. I mean, just even at the Comfort Inn. unbelievable prices there. They've still got the pricing power.
Yeah.
Next up, Dow Jones. Consolidation is underway across the 21,000 level, and that is allowing the 14-day RSI to unwind from overbought. But obviously, it's a brave person who says that this market's going down. But you can see that on this latest spike, the RSI didn't actually go higher than it did in December. So that is a divergence there, which will obviously come into play if we fall, but if we just rise against it, not. But it does look a little bit overstretched at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely with that RSI up there, not as high as December, but...
Consolidation probably needed.
Yeah, and it will be healthy, I think. Investors just take stock and decide the next move, but trend does still feel upwards at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, next slide, gold, where it's all about 1220, really, and I think we've got the 50-day average there, somewhere around this is the gold ETF, so it's a different number, but 117 or so is the level there. In a consolidation above that moving average, and if you're a bullish like myself, then you expect it to rebound from there. But obviously, with the interest rates, if the interest rates do go higher, gold not looking good, is it?
No, I mean, it's non-yield bearing, so that's obviously negative for gold. I think the key is inflation. If we see hyperinflation, driven by Donald Trump, then as an inflation play, gold is certainly a lot more attractive. If the Fed can't keep up with interest rate hikes,
He's making America wait.
Wait again.
That's right. Let's go for the next slide. Last slide. Broker recommendations. I always like to pick out the people who've got it wrong. So that's Credit Suisse today with an underperform and neutral and changing their target for Expo from 120 to 170. I think the share's around 160 now, so 0 out of 10 on that. Centrica, I would say I'm not quite as... bearish on that. I think it looks as though it's built a base in the low, around the 220 area, so maybe neutral's right, but I think the outperform probably was correct before from Credit Suisse. And then finally, we have Peel Hunt also getting it wrong with their hold on Admiral. Old target £20, new target £17. I'm sure that'll be wrong too. But who was to know?
Yes, the companies didn't know themselves. So
exactly.
How
could the brokers possibly know that?
Always the last to know.
Exactly, yes. But on that note, Matt Brown, Independent Market Strategist, thanks for opening the finance show today.